welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. For this week, we will be doing a NBA Finals preview, and I think that's kind of what the entirety of this episode will be based upon. Kind of focus just on that, and then, you know, next week we'll, you know, talk about how the first probably be two games at that point. Finals are going on, and what's happened, and, you know, we'll see what else, anything else happens in the world of sports. We have the Stanley Cup Finals also starting on Saturday, I believe it is, between the Dallas Stars and Las Vegas Golden Knights. So I might watch a little bit of that, see what, if I can try and figure out hockey and stuff like that. But, yeah, we'll see what... We'll see. I might watch and see what, you know, I think of it and what happens. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit next week. But I want to focus today pretty much just on the NBA Finals, which do, as of the day of recording, start tonight. Game 1... in Denver, between the Denver Nuggets and, surprisingly, Miami Heat, who almost blew their 3-0 lead to Boston, but did not, came back on, went to Game 7, which was Monday in Boston. And they pretty much destroyed Boston, in Boston, and, you know, put an end to their season, and, you know, didn't put an end to, like, almost what could have been history, the first time in basketball that a team has come back from 3-0 and won the series. It's happened a couple times. It happened once in baseball with the 0-4 Boston Red Sox coming back from 3-0 to beat the New York Yankees, and that was the year that was in the championship series. So then, you know, they went into the World Series after that and won their first World Series since 1918, and that's happened, I think, 3 times in hockey as well, but yeah, nothing in basketball. And so Boston was trying to be the first, and it didn't happen. But it almost didn't get to the Game 7. Game 6 in Miami went down to the wire. One of the craziest endings I've seen to a basketball game in a while. With, you know, let's see. Boston was up by 2 last seconds of the game, you know. So, like, Miami was holding on to the last shot because the shot clock was turned off, and the ball was in Jimmy Butler's hands, as one would expect, and he got fouled in the act of shooting. So, like, originally it was called, I think, called for 2 free throws, but then, you know, they realized, saw, or changed their mind, I guess, or saw that he was behind the line, so he got to shoot 3 free throws. Made all 3. They're up by 1 with, it was 3 seconds left, so enough time, you know, wasn't Boston, you know, called a timeout, you know, so they can set up a play and, you know, hopefully, you know, win the game for them and made it to Game 7, which, I mean, they did, because there was a Game 7, but they inbounded it to, was it Marcus Smart, I think, or it might have been Jaylen Brown. Either one of them pretty much got it right away. Was able to take, you know, I think, like, a bounce or whatever, or dribble, and shoot it pretty much. And it went in and out, and then the rebound went right into the hands of Derek White, who, you know, tipped it back in. And they originally, you know, called it no good, but then looked at it and saw that he got the ball off with, like, it was like 0.2 or 0.1 seconds left. And, you know, so they won game seven, and then, yeah. And then, obviously, with game seven, nothing. It was kind of pretty much over real quick. I mean, my Boston did get it to within, like, single digits in the second half, like, twice. But it was obviously too late. It's pretty much like Miami would, like, counter and, like, you know, go on a little bit of a run themselves, basically putting it into, you know, whatever Boston wanted to do. And it was over, and, you know, now we got, you know, Miami-Denver finals, you know, just like everyone predicted. And, you know, game one tonight in Denver, you know, we'll see. Obviously, you know, I was talking about last week, like, Denver hasn't played. They haven't played in, like, 10 days, I believe, since last Monday. Or Miami has, you know, played, you know, it was 3 days ago. Now, I mean, I don't know when they would have got into Denver. Because, you know, it was game seven, so, like, you have your post-game, like, celebrations. You know, there's, like, the trophy presentation, you know, an award ceremony type of thing. And, you know, you're going to have, like, your press conferences, so they probably didn't get to Denver until, like, you know, Tuesday afternoon. But, I mean, the game is at night. So, you know, plenty of time, obviously, to get back, get settled in. You know, get to Denver, get settled in, and, you know, have a couple of practices, and, you know, I'm sure, I don't, it was probably yesterday, they probably had, like, a media day, as they usually do with, you know, sports championship, you know, games, types, and series, and stuff like that, you know. So, that's kind of how teams got here, and, you know, so now we have game one. Miami is looking for their fourth championship in franchise history, while Denver is looking for their first ever. It should be a pretty good game one in series. I would say, you know, I'm pretty sure the favorites probably is, you know, Denver. I'm sure most of the, you know, sports world are painting Denver. I'm sure, like, you know, Vegas and the, you know, like, money and betting world probably has, you know, Denver as the favorites in to win. But I think I would be surprised if this game goes, or the series goes, any less than, like, it should go six. It's got to go at least six. I don't see it can end in, like, anything less than six games. Maybe a seven, I don't know, but I think, like, you know, as of now, like, a prediction game six. I'm going to go Denver in six games, just because I don't know. I mean, it's definitely possible, you know, that Miami can pull this off. But, you know, they need to kind of keep doing what it's been doing. You know, everyone on the bench and kind of, like, that stepping up. I believe I heard that Tyler Hero is not playing tonight in game one. He got injured in game one of the Bucks series, you know, first round game. He fractured his hand or something like that. But there's, you know, talks of, like, if Miami can make it to the finals, that he would have a chance to play. Obviously not in game one. I don't know if maybe they're shooting for game two or trying to get, or maybe even like game three when they are back in Miami. So it's possible there. I know they also have Victor Oladipo is injured, but I think his is like season ending. And I don't know of any injuries off the top of my head for Denver. I don't think anyone's gotten injured in this postseason and stuff like that. I don't think anyone was injured prior. So they're pretty much at full strength. And, you know, even if someone was a little bit injured, they had, you know, 10 days since I last played to let, you know, heal up, you know, rest, kind of take it a little bit easy before the series starts. So I got that. We're Miami, you know, had some injuries and stuff like that, but probably see what happens. Probably shooting for like a game 2 or even a game 3, like I said, for Tyler Hero. Probably see how it feels and stuff like that. But yeah, Denver, I don't believe has any injuries. And like, just kind of going through, it's like, well, I guess if we're going like position by position and kind of, you know, see like who has the advantage and stuff like that. I would say point guard. Yeah, we'll just start with point guard and go down. Point guard, obviously, we'll give it to Denver. Jamal Murray has been playing pretty lights out this postseason, and definitely is kind of what Denver's missed the past two seasons, or past two playoffs, I would say, in regards, as he was recovering from like an ACL and injuries and stuff like that, so wasn't able to play. And he last played in the playoffs, it was that like 2020 bubble Orlando situation that they did, and he's playing pretty much like he did back then. So, and had like a bunch of, I think he might have scored like 30 points in each of the games against the Lakers. Definitely helps, you know, Denver in that, because I mean Jokic can also pretty much like, he's kind of like a big, you know, point guard in himself. You know, he'll, you know, take the ball up and kind of like facilitate the offense from the top of the key and stuff like that. But, you know, Jamal is like, you know, the number one like go-to, you know, leader of the team or of the offense and stuff like that, because, you know, that's just kind of how the point guard position works pretty much, is like, you know, lead the offense, call plays, you know, help everyone out type of thing. So, you know, point guard definitely goes to Denver. I think shooting guard, I don't know who is the shooting guard. I think it's been Thaddeus Caldwell Pope for Denver, I believe is who they've had. I think that's who they've had like the past. I think that's who they had against the Lakers, and I think he started kind of some of the teams in the second round too. So, I think that's who it is. And then for Miami, I'm thinking, I don't know if it's been Gabe Vincent or if it's been, and he might have also been playing point guard as well. Because, I mean, they've been having, like, I mean, with injuries, so, like, here on Oladipo, they've kind of had to, like, you know, change up some of their things with, you know, their guards. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to probably tell me who is. I mean, it might give me anything. I don't know. Like, they, you know, they've been changing stuff up and doing stuff like that. It's not going to be that way. So we'll do it this way. Maybe like a lineup prediction, maybe. Oh, it is. Nope. Well, that's not gonna help. So, that's probably like, you know, more of a neutral type of thing. Pope played pretty well against the Lakers, and I can't, you know, remember or know who the shooting guard is for the Heat at this time, so that doesn't really make that easy. Small forward, you know, obviously we're going to give it to Miami with Jimmy Butler. I think Michael Porter Jr. has been playing shooting guard or small forward for Denver. And I mean, Denver might have the advantage if they weren't, you know, wasn't for them playing, you know, Miami and Jimmy Butler. Because Porter played pretty, he's been pretty, you know, playing pretty solid this postseason, stuff like that. And, you know, had some pretty good shooting games and stuff like that. But, you know, he's not Jimmy Butler. So you know, it's not his fault. But, I mean, you know, he's got to do a job of defending him, and I'm sure they'll probably have, you know, kind of play help defense with Jimmy Butler. I would imagine that's probably what Denver's going to do and stuff like that. So we'll see, you know, what they do in regards to that. But, you know, but that's, I mean, that's just like, you know, player mashup, Jimmy Butler, you know, regardless of who, you know, I mean, like, Porter's going to have to, like, just pretty much try as best as he can. I mean, which, I mean, even, like, Boston, which is, you know, a pretty solid defensive team, they, you know, were doing their best, but, like, you know, he still put up, I think he put, like, 30-something in their first game one and stuff like that, so he was still doing stuff. And the games that they lost, like, I think in game six, or is either game five or six, he had, like 15 points. So, you know, not what you would expect, but it was also kind of a blowout. It was a blowout that game, so, you know, probably, you know, not going to keep him in for as long as he needs to be, you know, to risk injuries and stuff like that, you know, wave the white flag and kind of move on, get ready for next game. Power forward, I know for Denver, that's going to be Aaron Gordon. And I think for Miami, I think, like, the last two games, it was Kevin Love. But I think they've also kind of, like, you know, maybe doing, like, kind of a rotational thing for, you know, kind of playing it and kind of seeing how it goes. I think Kevin Love started, like, game six or seven, and it might have been six. And, you know, it kind of, like, I don't know if he had, like, foul trouble or he just wasn't, like, you know, the person, you know, you're coming off the bench and you're playing really well, so you're trying to keep him in there type of thing. So I don't really remember, but I'm pretty sure that's probably who, you know, Miami is going with at power forward, Kevin Love. You know, at this stage in his career, you know, he can give you some solid minutes, you know, get you some rebounds. If he can get, like, you know, 10 or so points, you know, that's pretty good plus. Like, if he can get, like, 10 points more, you know, like 5 or so rebounds, you know, you'd probably take that, considering the rest of your team. Like, you know, with, you know, Jimmy Butler and then, like, Bam Adebayo, like, he doesn't need to be, like, and do anything crazy, but, like, if he didn't be a solid contributor, you know, Miami will definitely take it. Aaron Gordon, I think kind of more of a defensive player, but kind of, he's had his moments in the playoffs, so it's probably more of a, you know, a tie for position. Maybe, like, I guess if I have to pick, I might give it a little bit, the slight edge to Miami with Kevin Love and having, you know, postseason finals experience with Cleveland. Yeah, the four finals appearance with Cleveland. So, and then center might be probably one of the most, it's going to be the most fun and interesting matchup to watch this series, with Bam Adebayo for Miami and Nikola Jokic for Denver. The edge goes to Denver with Jokic, as he's, you know, been playing, like Murray, been playing pretty lights out this postseason. Has a triple-double in, I think, at least over half of the postseason games he's played. And, like, even with, like, he's not, like, the biggest scorer. Like, he won't put up, like, massive scoring numbers, but, like, against the Lakers, I think two of those games he scored over 30 points and got a triple-double. So it's definitely, you know, something to look at. We'll see. He probably will get some, at least. I mean, if he doesn't, like, ever get a triple-double in, like, half of these games, finals games, I'd be surprised. But, you know, he scores like he did in, you know, the Lakers series and other games, you know, in this postseason, you know, and then average, like, a triple-double. Because there was somewhere, yeah, he did, like, 30 points and he's getting, like, almost 15 rebounds and assists. I think on one game against the Lakers, he had, like, 13 assists. He had, like, 21 rebounds, 30... It's like 34 or 35, somewhere in like the low 30s for points. So a big, you know, showing for him offensively. And, you know, put his team in a spot to win a championship. You know, the benches might be pretty much even, though Miami's bench will kind of have the need to, like, you know, continue to be stepping up like they've done in the past. You know, there's, I think, like, a couple of games, you know, I know a couple of games, like, two or three against, you know, Boston, like, some of their bench players had at least, like, there was, like, a couple of them, like, three or four that had, like, double-digit points. So Miami's definitely going to need that kind of production against Denver, especially, like, you know, for, like, the couple, and I'm sure, like, you know, Butler and, like, Bam will probably want to play as much as possible. But, you know, there's going to be probably time where, like, you know, they will need to do a little bit of rest on the bench and, you know, having, you know, their bench players, you know, continue to produce like they have and getting, like, you know, 10 points or more will definitely, you know, not keep them in the game, maybe keep a lead, maybe keep them within scoring, you know, striking distance, depending on how, like, you know, the game flow works for that game, you know, stuff like that. So they have that. Denver, I don't really know who's really on their bench. Because it's like, you know, playoff basketball, like, you're mostly, you're probably sitting with like a 6 or 7 man rotation, maybe 8. You know, the only way you probably get to like your 9th or 10th player on the team, like on your roster, is like, you know, if it is like a blowout or something like that, you know. And you put him in there, you know, because the game's pretty much over and you just, you know, don't want your main players, main stars to get injured or anything to happen. Because, yeah, like, you know, you're not going to be doing like that. Because it's kind of like, you know, like with baseball, you're, you know, for playoffs, you're probably working on like maybe like a 3 or 4 man rotation, as opposed to like your normal 5. Man rotation, maybe a sits if, like, you know, maybe something happens, you need to go with a sits man rotation for a little bit because it's, you know, it's happened in the past and stuff like that. So sometimes teams will do that in the regular season. But like postseason, yeah, you're pretty much working on 3 or 4 man rotation. So like whoever doesn't make that, you know, postseason, you know, rotation, going to the bullpen is like a, you know, like a long, you know, relief pitcher. So like, you know, something happens, you know, someone gets injured or the game is out of reach and stuff like that. You know, you put them in and, like, you know, if they have to go pitch in the 3rd or 4th, they can pitch like 3 or 4 innings, save some of your bullpen for the next game and stuff like that. So it's kind of like that in basketball. Like, you know, you're only, you know, like I said, you're sticking to like maybe 7 or 8 at most. Maybe 9, you know, if you, like, you know, maybe have a deep bench or you trust the bench and, you know, maybe they've been playing pretty well so far in the, you know, game or in the series, you know, you want to get them in, kind of keep that hot streak going of shooting and stuff like that. So there's that. And so, I mean, it'll come down, I mean, coaching, the edge has to go to Miami with Eric Spoelstra. This is his, let's see, 1, 2, I think it's his 6th finals appearance as coach. So there's the 4 with Miami when, like, LeBron was there, and then they made 2 since. Yeah, gotta be 6 appearance. So he's gonna have them ready. They'll be prepared for pretty much anything that can happen from Denver. I mean, with Denver having, like, not played in 10 days, you know, they might coach, or, like, head coach Mike Malone and staff might have been able to, like, you know, come up with something. But, I mean, they didn't really know who they were playing. I mean, you know, by the time they won, they probably thought, you know, it was a good chance they were playing Miami. And then, you know, Boston comes back, so force a game 7. So then they had to, you know, start preparing for both. And now they know for sure it is Miami. And I'm sure they've kind of, you know, they've had a little bit more time because of, like, you know, Miami having to travel to Denver and stuff like that and stuff like that. So, coaching of it, we'll go to Miami, and it should be a pretty good series, I imagine. You know, it looks a little bit more balanced than you would think it would be, considering, you know, like Miami's the eighth seed, and then Denver is the first seed from the West. So it does have a more balanced approach than you would expect, but I think it'll be good. You know, we'll have game one tonight. I think game two is Sunday. Yep, Sunday. That's interesting. Sunday, and then next Wednesday will be... Oh, so I'll have three games by next time. So there used to be like... Yeah, there's two games between the games usually. But yeah, game one tonight, and then if it does go to game seven, that'll be June 18th, a Sunday. So yeah, you kind of... The scheduling for like a finals is weird because they'll have like two games between games sometimes, but I mean, there are like other times where like there will be like only one day between the two, so it's kind of weird. And like, you know, watching the game, they'll be like, you know, as when the game is over, they'll be like, you know, game two or game three is, you know, this time, this day, so you know, it'll happen, and you just kind of like look at, you know, the clock, or not the clock, but like at the, you know, the stream. They usually will tell you, and they'll do like reminders and stuff like that, and then, you know, it's just kind of weird. And then, yeah, does the Stanley Cup also do that weirdly? Just like there, I don't know if it'd be top events, maybe. They're also like, you know, the Stanley Cup, so it's like two games. That's one day between 2 days. And that's what's kind of like the NBA, a little bit of 2 days and 2 days before, 2 days off, and then sometimes there's one between. So there's stuff like that. But, you know, it should be fun. You know, we're at the end of the season for both. So yeah, we're going to see what happens tonight, game one. I'm going to watch, I guess, you know, as I found out, we're going to have three games down by the time of next week's episode. So we'll have that. We're going to watch some of the Stanley Cup. We'll see what I won't know entirely what's happening, you know, for like 99% of the time, but we'll see what happens. And I might talk about that a little bit next week. Well, yeah, like I said, to begin with, I want to just try and do an all NBA Finals, you know, preview today, and try and go from there. So I'm trying to think of what else to maybe talk about for the finals real quick before I wrap up. But I can't really think of anything, at least not off the top of my head. So I think we might kind of end it here. But yeah, exciting times, you know, end of the year. It'll probably be a little bit slow, you know, in regards to like what I want to talk about and stuff like that, because of like, you know, the scheduling of things. I don't know if, like, stuff is going to start being, like, shown on anything else or what. So, we'll see and kind of stuff like that. Because, like, once this ends, like, we're pretty much, like, just have, like, mostly baseball. I mean, we'll have, like, off-season, and we'll have the draft of, like, football. Still a little bit. Well, not the draft, but, like, there is still some, like, you know, free agent stuff like that for, you know, football, and kind of like, you know, we're over a month past the draft, and like, you know, once we get into like summer, we'll have OTAs and stuff like that, and Hield and still, like, you know, maybe made some free agent signs and stuff like that if something happens, and, you know, with injuries and stuff like that. And then, you know, we have, like, both basketball and hockey, you know, and we'll have, you know, these finals. And then the draft will be, like, pretty much, like, I think it's, like, a week, like, after the, like, you know, up, you know, potential game seven type of thing, you know. And then, you know, we get into free agency, and those both, you know, start up, like, you know, preseason kind of, like, workouts and training camps and all that stuff is, like, September. And then, you know, they do some preseason games and stuff like that in October. And they start... I know basketball usually starts around... they usually start around Halloween, kind of stuff like that. And then hockey, probably... I think they start a little bit, like, a week or two earlier. And then, yeah, summer we'll have pretty much baseball. I have some ideas for maybe some other... shows ideas of stuff I want to talk about, but kind of take it as we go and see what happens and pretty much go with the flow here. And if anything happens, you know, sports wise, we kind of want to talk about it, but kind of depends on the world and the sports. So thank you for listening to this week's all NBA finals. Well, like 99%, you know, talk about the NBA finals and NBA. So yeah, thank you for listening. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.